Beady Beady starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 69, verses 16 through 18. I am in trouble. The Lord told Israel through Moses before they crossed the Jordan, "Neither will I leave you nor forsake you." Deuteronomy 31, verse 6 and 8, and Joshua 1, 5. The author of Hebrews quotes this same verse to the church, Hebrews 13, 5. However, this promise to Israel and then again the church comes with a warning to not worship idols and money. Joshua 24, 20, and then read Hebrews 13, 5 again. All Israel experienced the consequences during the time of Judges, for they cried out, quote, "We have sinned against you, forsaking our God and serving the Baals." Judges 10:10 and 1 Samuel 8:8. Baal religion was all about prosperity and easy living. The Lord sent their neighboring nations to rob them of their prosperity and enslave them. David, who admitted his folly and guilt in verse 5, is fully aware that what is happening to him is punishment from the Lord his God, as we see in 2 Samuel 11 through 12. As a good father disciplines his son, so the Lord disciplines his people, as is repeated many times in the Bible. During his near-death experience, trouble from all sides, David continues to repent and pray in verses 16 through 18. Asking God, quote, "Do not hide your face," is saying, "Turn to me and see my sackcloth, repentance, and suffering." God sees all. David is wanting God to have mercy. Biblical mercy is God withholding the punishment that is deserved due to sin. A growing movement in the Western congregation in the last few decades is prosperity and easy Christian living. Jesus said to the church in Laodicea, there we go, quote, "I know your deeds, that you are neither hot or cold. I wish you were one or the other. So, because you are lukewarm, neither hot or cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. Drink lukewarm coffee, and you will understand this." The quote continues, "You say, 'I am rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing.' But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, so you can become rich, and white clothes to wear, so you can cover your shameful nakedness, and salt to put on your eyes so that you can see." Revelations 3, verses 15 through 18. Is it time to put on sackcloth and plead for mercy?
BD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.